Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's not a lot of times that we talk sports, but since we were just talking, we can kind of piggyback off what we were talking about, because I'm going to bring up Kevin Durant, who was traded over the weekend, and with me being off yesterday, I didn't get a chance to talk about it. But KD has gone after somebody in the media, and we were just pointing out Drew Holiday just got traded, to which every Boston Celtics fan, I think, sent him a message saying, thank you. Thank you for being that guy that helped put us over the top. Yeah, he's so freaking good.
Yeah, he is.
Every time somebody trades him, it's right after they win a championship, and then that team doesn't win again. Milwaukee. I think, like, when you talk about two-way players, he's one of the best. The KD trade, first off, just to touch on it, is there's two things here. Like, if you look at it on the outset of where Kevin Durant's going to a team where he's not going to have to guard the best defender on the opposing team, but can.
Right.
He's going to be asked to fit in, but he's going to get his shots because he does have very passive guys on his team. The question is, can he mesh with Sengun and Amen Thompson and the rest of those group, Fred VanVleet, all those guys? Because now Dylan Brooks is gone, who's a good defender but a headache. I think there's a lot of good pieces there. The only drawback for me is we've seen this before. Why is this going to be different than his tenure at Golden State, which they did win, but they had broken the record for wins in a season the year before. It didn't work out with the Nets. It didn't work out with Phoenix. Why is this going to be the one that it eventually works out? Maybe he is the piece to put the Rockets over the top, but he's got to stay healthy. And last thing for you here on this, before I get to who KD went after, you have to look at it from this standpoint. The Rockets have now traded for everyone that was on the Thunder's big three. Harden, Westbrook, and Durant. Fanboys. So when we talk about KD, he had burner accounts, and we would all take shots at him. I'm starting to love this dude, because he just goes scorched earth on anybody that says anything. And Emmanuel Acho, who is one of the biggest idiots in sports media, I used to love him, and then he started these takes, and it's like, you don't know what you're talking about. So he created Acho's NBA legacy formula, where he writes down how many championships you won, how many teams you played on, and then all of a sudden when you're doing the math there and dividing everything by this, it gives you a total, to which Kevin Durant won two championships on five different teams, so that gave him a 0.4. Just to kind of give you an idea, Steph Curry won four championships with one team, so that gave him a 4.0. And then people were like, so you're telling us that certain players are going to be better than Michael Jordan because they get a higher scoring on Acho's NBA legacy formula? A guy that should never talk about the NBA? A guy that played football that, if you've heard his takes, I don't think he should talk about football. I mean, he and his brother got into broadcasting and doing color commentary, which is perfect for him. This guy? His dog don't hunt, man. And so KD went after him. Pretty hard to argue this. For clarity, legacy and talent are not the same, according to Emmanuel Acho, to which KD said, according to the great Kevin Durant's legacy formula that was created in the best labs at MIT, Emmanuel Acho is the worst linebacker of all time. You sure you want to listen to this guy about greatness? No, we don't. Because you suck, Acho. And he went to the right network that says, hey, just say stupid things and then people will talk about you. Exactly what he did.
What was it? What was it invented?
Huh?
What was the, what lab was it invented?
MIT. Yeah. MIT put it together for KD. He had everything going for him. But yeah, that is, it's one of those, these stories you see where you're like, man, you're tired, like athletes going after fans who spout off at the mouth. But I'm kind of happy KD gets in the mix. Like, he'll give you his side of things. And at first, I wasn't a big fan of that. All right, let's talk about this. See if you guys like this. Did you see the college linebacker who's now in the news because his dad gave him an unbelievable middle name without the mom knowing?
Mm-mm.
And you guys are going to think it's stupid. And you'll remember, I think, probably the story when this happened. But this college football player was destined for a life in sports. Gideon Lampron. An FCS All-American linebacker who transferred from Dayton to Bowling Green this year has a middle name that's so eye-opening that it doesn't seem real. His full name is Gideon ESPN Lampron. Gideon ESPN. So the dad thought it was so cool and he was such a big sports fan. When the mom wasn't looking, he took the birth certificate and put ESPN in the middle. Yeah, well, I mean, look, we're talking about you. But it's still, like, really stupid. I talk to my wife all the time about, like, baby names and some of the weird ones that people have come up with. And then the old story that about the woman that had twin kids and she couldn't think of their names and she named them Orangelo and Lamangelo, which is because she had orange jello and lemon jello. So you get this. Yeah. There are a lot of silly ones that happen. But why
on earth? It sucks to get stuck with that for your whole life, though.
ESPN is your middle name?
Yeah. And orange, lemon jello, too.
What happens if you don't like your first name because it's Gideon?
Yeah.
Yeah, just, can you guys call me by my middle name? It's ESPN. No, I'm not going to call you that. Yeah. I'm going to call you GE is what you're going to get called.
Yeah.
Or G. Anyway, let's get to this last story because I was worried.
What's your middle name?
Clay. My middle name is Clay. And people always ask me, it's like, Clay? And I'm like, yeah, my great-grandfather.
That's very Southern.
Well, yeah, it is. My great-grandfather's name was Clay. And I'm like, oh, that's sweet. I was named after my great-grandfather. So I named my son Peyton. After both of my, people think it's Peyton Manning, but my great grandfather, Pate, who is Peyton, and Clay. And then I found out that Clay was an ass. He was a jerk to everyone. It's like, why'd you name me after him then? Because I'm an ass. So what are you going to do? All right, let's get to this last story about this doctor, whatever you want to call this guy. He's a billionaire.
Mm-hmm.
He fathered 107 kids. So he's a fatherless father, or how do I put that? He's a childless father. Yeah. With test tube babies. But he said upon his death, he may leave $129.9 million to each one of his kids.
What?
Yep. That's what he said. Telegram founder Pavel Durov said the over 100 kids that he fathered will inherit his fortune. That includes six kids he's an official dad to, at least 100 others born through his sperm bank donations. Each could inherit an eye-watering $132 million from Durov's estate. Currently worth nearly $14 billion. Others like Bill Gates, Lawrence Powell, Guy Fieri aren't being so generous with their offspring, if you've read those stories. But over 100 Gen Alpha kids are set to one day. How would you like to win that?
Steve Jobs?
It says Lorraine Powell Jobs.
Oh, Lorraine Powell Jobs.
Okay. Is that Steve's ex-wife or wife? I don't know. Whatever. Those are the names that they said. I guess these people.
Yes, that's his wife. That was his, well, his widow.
Yeah. These people what?
These people don't have great relationships with their kids. And some of those people have said, hey, I'm not leaving any money to them. Is it the Jeff Goldblum thing? Like, I'm not leaving any money to them. They got to earn this on their own. Like, you don't want to give your kids a head start life?
I think that's stupid.
It is stupid, but there is something to be said about if you raise them the right way and they have the right mentality when it comes to work and what you accomplish, then I think, yeah, there is something to that. But to just say you're not going to leave any money, like say it and make them think they're not getting anything and then they get it.
If you raise them the right way, then they'll know what to do what you left them.
I agree.
I mean, that's part of raising them the right way.
But I was raised the right way, but I didn't get left anything.
Yeah.
That's a bad situation. I'd rather be raised wrong and be left all that money.
See? Yeah.
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that?
How about winning? How about hitting the good lottery instead of the bad lottery, right?
Pavel. Didn't he play for the Rangers for a while?
I think so. And then he invented Telegram.
Pavel Bure. What was his last name?
Bure? This guy is?
Durov.
Durov.
Oh, close.
Yeah. So close. That's your world of stupid.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Rockabaco joins us at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, the KD trade has Vegas believing the Rockets are the real title contenders. We'll weigh in on that up next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
16 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rockabaco joins us at 9 o'clock. Jeremy Kahn, how much better did KD just make the Rockets?
I think significantly better for what you gave up. We'll find out in years, like these draft picks, what are they, where do they? Because, again, like people get caught up in draft picks in the NBA here, and, oh, my God, they gave up 5 first-round picks. Doesn't matter as much if you're winning, right? Because those draft picks are in the 20s. Not saying you can't find good players there, but a lot of the impact players are found in the lottery. And with KD being added there, the one thing that I really like is that now it's like, just go do you. Don't worry about facing the best guy on defense on the other side. And again, in the playoffs, you'd see more of that. So he can go in and just focus on being that lethal scorer that we know he's capable of being. And he's got some very passive teammates around him. The one thing we don't know is, does it fit? You know, like, because you can put good players together and it may not work out because they don't play well together. You know, when we watch James Harden and Russell Westbrook down in Houston, it's like, I don't know that these two guys fit together because they're both doing two different things. And it just, it's, could they win because of the talent? Sure. I think Houston has a ton of talent. They just signed Ime Udoka to an extension, which means he hasn't slept with any of their wives yet. So that's good. But when you look at the Rockets and the talent that they have there, this is a team that people forget. They were the number 2 seed this year, but nobody believed in them because they were playing Golden State.
Yeah, I didn't believe them because I just didn't think. I thought they were just, you know, a regular season good team.
They got to lose before you can win. Yeah. The Thunder just did it. The Celtics did it. They all lost before they won in the postseason.
What are the odds over there, Joe?
So after the trade, this is ESPN bet, by the way. So
The Rockets moved from 18-1 to +850. If they previously were in a little grouping with the Magic and the Nuggets in terms of their championship odds. So they have the second highest odds in the Western Conference. And just for some information, the Pacers fell from 10-1 to 14-1 after Tyrese Haliburton got hurt.
So, yeah. And it's funny what you're saying. So think about the Eastern Conference right now. Without knowing if Giannis is getting traded, the injury to Jason Tatum, the Cavaliers may come back relatively healthy. The team that just went to the finals lost arguably their best player in Haliburton, who may not play all of next year.
I know.
I mean, could the Orlando Magic be the best team in the Eastern Conference next year? Like, you got it. So the teams that you have to start looking at that I think could make a leap is Orlando and Detroit. I think Cleveland's right back in the mix. They were one of the best teams this year. They just got hurt at the wrong time, and maybe it was a bad matchup. You faced a hot team. But the Eastern Conference looks wide open.
Yeah, it does.
Completely open.
Ed, your thoughts. KD to the Rockets. Does it make them an instant contender?
I don't think so. I really don't. I mean, I just look at KD. He's supposed to be the savior everywhere he went. The only time he's won is when he went to Golden State, which was already a winning team. You know, it was
the one before and after.
They went before and after. It was Draymond's team, not his. It was a disaster in Brooklyn when they put all the stars in one place. There was such a flop.
And you know what? If he doesn't have those Ronald McDonald shoes on and hits that three and wins that game, the Nets are in the finals, man. The Nets are, like, maybe that history is so different, but I agree with 100% of everything you just said.
Yeah, now. I don't think KD is the savior. I just don't. I mean, just based on what, I don't think he's that dude. I just don't. I think he's a Hall of Famer. I think talent-wise, he's one of the greatest basketball players of his generation. He's up there with LeBron.
Isn't he the fifth or eighth leading scorer in the league history?
Yeah. But he's only got a .4 on Emmanuel Acho's legacy chart. So.
Damn. There you go. But I just don't. I'm just not a believer. I don't think he's that dude that says, get on my back and let me carry you.
And you know how I feel about this, too. Because, like, I think he is that type of player. We just haven't seen it. And again, there's egos with guys that are this good. I don't know if he fits in there. There was the report that somebody had written that said, hey, there was a fight in the locker room of the Phoenix Suns. And then Kevin Durant comes out and says, man, this is all BS. None of that ever happened. You guys spread so many lies. And then DeMarcus Cousins goes, that's not what I heard. And then I start doing some math. And I'm like, DeMarcus Cousins went to Kentucky. One of the best players on the Suns is Devin Booker, who also went to Kentucky. Mm. Is there a chance that these boys got together, talking, having a good time, and said, hey, yeah, Durant tried to punch Beal, or Beal tried to punch Durant. That's what the story was. So now the Suns, who make this trade, have six shooting guards. That's not happening. They're going to trade somebody else. Or you're going to have Jalen Green and Devin Booker taking, and Bradley Beal taking step back threes by themselves. Not enough balls to go around. So, you know, you
the
can
death of that team. I told you when they made that trade with Bradley Beal. Mm-hmm. Bradley Beal is Kevin Love. You know, guys that score a lot and do a lot on bad teams. That's who they are.
I think that's a disservice to Kevin Love, because when he joined the Cavs, he played his role. Where Bradley Beal didn't. Bradley Beal felt like he should be one of the leading scorers, because guess what? That's what he did with the Wizards, because you can do whatever you want with them. You know, so.
Well, in fairness to him, wasn't that why Bradley Beal was brought in? Kevin Love knew what role he had coming in.
Fair enough.
But Bradley Beal was told he was coming in to add scoring to them, and he just couldn't do it because he ain't that dude. So if I'm told, hey, man, you know why we need you? No, why? We need you to add some scoring to us. Okay. I'm coming in to score.
Yeah.
If you're told Kevin Love, hey, look, man, that role you had in Minnesota, yeah, you ain't built that way. We need you to come and do this. So you know your role.
How about this, though? But getting traded to the Rockets now, he's going to a team where their superstars are young. So this isn't like three aging vets. He's Amen Thompson is the second coming of Giannis. Sorry, you know, you watch this guy play. Mm-hmm. He's a walking triple-double and just an athletic freak. And when you watch Alperen Sengun, yeah, he's not Jokic, but he is the Safeway version of Jokic. He's, you know, Mountain Mist instead of Mountain Dew. He's pretty good. It'll do the trick. He ain't quite Jokic.
I think what helps him out is kind of alluding to what you said, or saying what you alluded to. He doesn't have to worry about being second fiddle to Steph Curry. And you know that. When he was in Golden State, he could average 34 points a game. Steph averaged 24 points a game, and it was still Steph Curry. So he doesn't have to worry about Houston.
I think
Houston has no one.
You're making the point better. So when he goes to the Golden State Warriors, they're already established.
Yeah,
like you're not coming in and having guys look up to you. When he went to
third
degree,
you're maybe fourth.
Yeah. You went to the Nets and you have Kyrie, Harden, and KD pointing at each other. This guy's hurt. That guy's not there. He's selfish. He missed time because of this. And then there's all this mudslinging. And then he goes to the Suns and it's just like, these dogs don't hunt. What's going on?
But don't forget, it's official.
It is official because Devin Booker is
the
Kobe
next
Bryant,
Kobe Bryant.
According to Stephen A. Smith. If you yell it loud enough, maybe it's true. God, we have so many bad people in our industry.
So now he's going to Houston where... You know, if you're not heavy into basketball, you don't know who's in Houston other than Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know. So now he's bringing the attention himself.
But he's already going to an established team. They were the two seed, you know, like.
I'm not pulling against Kevin Durant. I would love Kevin Durant to go to Houston and have that team in the NBA Finals next year. I would love for that to happen.
I just
don't believe it.
Well, if he wins a championship with Houston, I just read he jumps up to 0.8 in Emmanuel Acho's legacy chart.
Let's do it for Emmanuel. Let's do it for Emmanuel.
Nice, man. That's a good spot to be.
We should do
in.
Every athlete that
0.8,
way.
0.8, yeah.
Rocco Baco joins us at 9 o'clock, but on the other side. Our friend Danielle Allen Tuck wrote a piece on the O's attempting to improve the in-game entertainment for the fans. Some players think they need some improvement as well. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Danielle Allen Tuck, another one of our fine young writers, beat writers here in Baltimore. I love the beat writers for the Orioles. The young people do a great job hunting these stories. She says the Orioles are attempting to improve the in-game entertainment for fans at Camden Yards. First off, Ed, do you believe that that's a necessity?
Necessity, no, but I mean, I think it's nice and it's something that should be done. I mean, because you got to keep up with everybody else. This is, you know, I think baseball more than any sport needs that. Because it's not just a game, it's an entertainment venue. It's what you do. You spend a couple hours there when you take your family or you go yourself or your friends, whatever. It's not just about the game on the field, it's about everything, it's the whole experience. And I think more than any other sport, because baseball is slow, I mean, that you need this stuff. And I think it's a good idea. Yeah.
Jeremy, you think it's a necessity?
I do, because look, if you have a beautiful ballpark, look, you could say as much as you want about fans of baseball games. When they do giveaways, what do?
Go.
Yeah. People mm-hmm. sell out.
Absolutely.
They sell out of the giveaways.
But think about it. It's for something really dumb.
Yeah.
It's for either a bobblehead or a t-shirt, a hat, or you know, something, you know, some ugly shirt.
But I think as much as we think some of it might be silly as baseball fans, I think the masses enjoy that stuff, and it's just another reason. I hate fireworks, and people love them. Like Friday night, you're waiting for it after the game. Like you want that stuff, and you know, this weekend there's OAR's playing. I told you I had the most expensive concert I ever went to when I didn't see the Avett Brothers at Camden Yards because my wife got too drunk and I decided to take her home for my birthday present.
Yes.
So anyway, but like I think it's imperative that you do that stuff, not only financially for what you're bringing in to help yourself, but because it just gives you more reasons to want to be down there.
Yeah.
And I think, like, you know, we'll get to it when we talk about fans showing up. I just think this is another thing that you can do to bring people out.
Danielle said that someone came in, a secret shopper, last year while the Phillies and the Yankees were in town. And there were more Phillies and Yankees fans. I'm not arguing that. We were used to that with the Yankees. It's ridiculous for a team that was on pace to win 91 games or went on to win 91 games at the time. But, you know, that's your decision. She also talked about the poor sound system that has already been improved this year. The Orioles noticed last year, a new ownership, that the sound system was horrible. It was. This year, I think, is a tad bit too loud, but it's at least clear, Jeremy.
Yeah.
That, to me, is a necessity. Good quality sound at a baseball game is a necessity to me.
Well, we all talk about this ballpark, and look, I think the Giants should do it. I think the Pirates should be doing it, and the Phillies. Like, you should be having things at the ballpark to bring people out. And I'm not just talking about, like, the concerts and things like that. Like, other events. Like, even when they do their 5Ks down there, you're bringing people down. And I think if people are coming down for a concert and you get them to come to the baseball game, What happens if they actually enjoy being at the baseball game and now they want to go again? So all those things you're talking about that they've been doing, it's imperative that you do those things. But also, I think people have to be realistic. This was a losing franchise for a long period of time. There's a lot of fans that you still have to win back. Even though you had a couple of successful seasons and a five-year period where you were the winningest team in baseball, you still got to bring these fans back. You just went through a rebuild.
Yeah.
And you can see how fickle they are. We're used to Red Sox and Yankee fans coming down here because it's cheaper to go to three games and buy a hotel at our venue than it is to go to games up there. And the same thing with the Phillies. Look how close. You wouldn't, if they were playing in Philly, you wouldn't want to drive up there. And
damn right.
Yeah.
So I do.
I think.
I do.
You don't want to. We drove to New York last year to watch. Remember, I wasn't working that series.
Yeah.
We drove to New York. We were off. What were we off for? Was that Juneteenth last year?
It may have been. I don't remember. We did have off, though.
Yeah, off Monday we drove up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, it's no coincidence that the Orioles bring in Mark Fine, chief marketing officer, and all of a sudden now they're trying to improve the stadium. Mark Fine has been around for a long time, working for a lot of different teams. This is right down his alley. Danielle wrote that of the 30 teams, the Orioles ranked in the bottom five for in-game entertainment. She quoted Dean Kramer, who says, when we go to the other places, we feel like the away team. Sometimes at this ballpark, we don't necessarily feel like the home team.
Hey, but look, there's a mix of everything. That's on you guys to play better. Like, you did not give fans a reason to come out after the first month. And I'm one of those people that believe, like, I'm going to the baseball game whether my team's good or bad. I'm going to go to my handful of games, support the team, go out. And again, I'm watching every game at home. But it becomes a matter of, I understand from day to day with all the things that people have went through with COVID and how much it's affected people. Has it affected your bankroll? You know, all the things going up, the prices of everything, the new tariffs and all that, like, and how it's, there are reasons why people aren't going to go there and spend that type of money.
But if you follow this article, I don't think he is talking in terms of the crowd, because it says that Mark Fine went to the players and asked them what things would they want for, I think it's the in-game experience.
No, I'm talking about simply that him saying that sometimes when he comes at home, it feels like a road game.
No. I think what he means by that, I don't think he's talking about the crowd. I think he's talking about the amenities. That's why Mark Fine went to the players.
I think he's still got to be talking about the crowd.
Well, if Mark Fine, as a result of what he said, goes to Dean Kramer, that means something along the communication.
But you pointed out two games, the Phillies and the Yankees, and that has to do with fans coming in. It wasn't that the sound system was bad during those two specific series.
But there's a lot of room in between the article, though, where they start talking. He said he went to him, what would you like to add? He started talking about different things at different ballparks. Dean Kramer was telling Fine, different things at different ballparks make you feel more at home.
I'm not buying that.
But that's what he's saying, though.
How is it what he's saying when the article's about, I mean, we sit here and get to it, and she wrote a piece on the Orioles' attempts to improve the in-game entertainment for fans. Players have also commented that they don't feel at home when they're at the yard. That has to do with fans. That doesn't have to do with the sound system.
Kramer noted that a better game day atmosphere when they visited in April compared to previous years. He's talking about the game day atmosphere. Okay. See, I think it's a lot of the bells and whistles, too, though.
I don't think the players give a rat's ass about bells and whistles. They want fans out there rooting for
them. They picked their own walk-up music.
And they said that when they go to Fenway, the Red Sox have a sound effect that they play after a strikeout. So the Orioles started doing that.
Yankees do that, too.
He's specifying atmosphere stuff. Dean Kramer is specifying these things.
But talking about feeling like being at home and being on the road is because of fans. Because of fans. Like,
I'm just going by the quotes in the article, man. It sounds to me that they're speaking more of, you know, the make some noise prompts and things. He says something about prompts such as make some noise or put noise meters on a scoreboard. These are things that he's saying.
Right.
He's not. He's specifying the things that he'd like to see at the stadium.
So when I first saw it, I thought they meant like entertainment in general. For fans to just kind of. Now it sounds more like. Support for the team itself as far as, you know, adding a little bit of excitement to the game.
Yeah, that's what I'm picking up from.
Yeah.
I thought
it was more like when they told me the Braves complex, where you've got all kinds of things to do.
I think it's all of it. But again, when you're talking about experiencing a road game at home, that has to do with fans rooting for the other team when you're playing at home. Like, that's what, and again, all this, nobody's going to the ballpark saying, man, I really want to go hear that whistle that the Yankees had. It's just an added bonus.
Yeah.
It's an added bonus from being there. I talked about the Astros with Yusei Kikuchi.
Kikuchi.
Thank you. they play Yusei from Lisa Loeb every time he strikes right. somebody out. They do the woo for Brian Wu right. when he strikes
you
out somebody.
You let that whistle not play at Yankee Stadium after a strikeout, and you'll figure out how much fans want it.
Again, it's
Don't play it one time. Not constant. You don't play that thing one time.
And we were there. It's amazing because it's so stupid, but boy, it got under my skin.
I've hated it for years.
Because we struck out 12 times that game, man.
Yes. Right. But it really pissed me off. Oh, my God, that's annoying.
Like, we kept striking out. That's why. Yeah. Let's go to Chris in Parkville. What's up, Chris?
Gentlemen, how's it going?
Doing well. How are you?
Good, good. I think, Rob, I concur with you. I believe it ties into the whole reason the article was written. I think it pertains to, the amenities and everything. I don't think it's more so the fans.
You don't think, hold on. You don't think it, when he says, it feels like a road game when I'm at home, that's not about the fans?
I think maybe that ties into it, but I think it pertains to the article in of itself. Mm. I mean, it reflects, all the amenities and such as well. You have to give that as weight to it.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot for the call, man. 410-583-1057. Rocco Bacco joins us at 9, but we're going to keep this thing going. What will you do to improve the in-game product at the yard? Also, would that impact or affect you going to more games, that improvement? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What would you do to improve the in-game experience at Camden Yards? Let's go to Pat in Perry Hall. What's up, Pat?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning to you.
I just wanted to chime in. I was at Yankee Stadium Saturday for the Oriole game. It was loud. It was so, so loud. For me, I'm an older person, but the young people were really into it. And they did one thing that I didn't know what it was because I'd heard it the night before on the TV. It sounded like a foghorn. And I asked the guy sitting next to me, it's an emergency thing when it's like a 3-2 and they want to get the guy out.
When they have two strikes.
Got into that.
When they have two strikes, what's the name of that? The purge horn.
Mm-hmm.
They do the thing from the purge. Do that whenever they have two strikes on the opposing hitter.
So to kind of add to Rob's point on this, one of the things that they did bring up in the article was kind of talking about the different moments in the game. Not necessarily talking about like a strikeout whistle to get you in, but if it's...
Like the purge thing.
Yes. Or if we have a situation where... Look, nobody wants to do the damn wave except some of you weirdos out there.
But I hate noise to that. God, I hate that. There's no noise to that.
But the wave and charge and all those things.
Let me ask you a question, Jeremy. You're at the plate. You're a visitor. And that damn purge horn goes off every time you have two strikes on you.
Yeah.
It's going to get to you. Like Ed said with the whistle at the Yankee Stadium.
It's Pavlov's theory. They're ready to strike out when they hear the purge horn. They keep playing it.
If you strike out, whistle. Let's go to Sykesville to get Chopper. What's up, Chopper?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, I just wanted to help you guys clear up the little argument you were having about where this story came from and what exactly they're looking at. Now, I've been a season plan holder for a long time. I don't know if any of y'all are. Rob, you probably get all your tickets for free. But
I got that shade at me, man. Chopper, why you got those shade at me, man?
Anyway, my bad. Anyway, so they send out, as a season plan holder, they send out a ton of surveys. And this season, especially, they sent out more surveys than ever. And this is an exact survey they sent out about a month ago, asking all these kind of questions from season plan holders. What do you think about this in-game thing, that in-game thing, et cetera? All the stuff you guys are talking about. So I think that that's probably what originated this this press release and this stuff they're talking about. Improving the in-game. But,
hey, Chopper, thanks a lot. And I'm telling you, you received more this year than ever. Mark Fine.
But, people were bitching about it because the team was losing. It's like, if you've set up to improve the stadium and do things to improve the game overall, and your team sucks at that point in time, and you're like, hey, we're building this addition. Everybody's like, who cares? Yeah. Spend money on pitching. Like, they're doing all this to improve the experience for you.
When one has nothing to do with the other. They're not taking money out of the pitching kitty to replace the scoreboard.
In my mind, anytime a player says being at home feels like a road game, it has to do with how you feel with the fans. And again, maybe it is more tied into that they're not involved when there's two strikes on a batter and you want to hear it get loud and you want to, like when you're opposing teams at the free throw line, you want your home crowd to be yelling and banging and everything. Like, yeah.
Let's go to Jefferson, who's in Parkville. What's up, Jefferson?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. So two things I think it would make the stadium a little bit better. One, drop the prices of the food a little bit, just a little bit.
You know they do have a value section there, right?
Yeah, it's getting a little outrageous. And then
No. They already have a value section where you can get things like $4.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, a little bit. But I think the second thing, they should do it like I was at the Miami Marlins Stadium the other day, and they got this 21-plus section with, like, a bunch of adult film stars in there. And like,
hey, Jefferson. Hey, man.
Hold on. Who was there?
Come on, dude. Miami Marlins. They give away tickets, too.
Are you telling me you hung out with Lexington and Steele and watched the Marlins game?
Dude.
How can you get so lucky?
They need to lower the prices. They have a $4 section.
You can bring food in.
Dude, they have that already.
Yes.
They need to do something to do. You know what they need to do? They need to have a bird that goes around the stadium and takes pictures with kids. They should do that.
But I think to his point, though, too, like maybe they don't have what he wants at that $4 menu. I wanted a crab cake.
SOL. I'm going to tell you where you get $4 crab cake from.
They're Maryland-style crab cakes down in Mississippi.
Exactly. Yeah. Ian in Lancaster. What's up, Ian? Is it Ian or Ian?
Ian.
What's up, bud? How you doing?
Yeah, I think I'm doing good. How about you guys?
Doing well.
I think Dean was talking about the general vibe from the crowd, even that is there, okay? They're doing a lot more crowd prompts this year. But people aren't reacting to them, I think, the way the players would want. And frankly, to that, I would say tough. I was at that Reds game, what was it, in April. It was a Friday night. They were giving away a hockey jersey. It was a sellout. It wasn't opening day. It was a random Friday night game in April, and it sold out, okay? And guess what? We got stomped by the Reds, and it stunk, and the crowd is cynical, and it's going to take time. And these guys got to get that. They want more energy. They want more people. They're comparing us to Yankees fans and Phillies fans. Well, guess what? Those teams spend money year after year after year on a quality product on the field.
So you're saying they haven't spent on a quality product? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, it's stating the obvious. I mean, we tanked for so long.
They just went through a rebuild.
Couple of good seasons, and everyone's just supposed to just say, okay, it's all in the past now. It's like, man, it's a long time.
How many good seasons would you need then to come back? Exactly.
We're getting compared to the Yankees and the Phillies here in for the basis of this discussion. That's what we just got compared to as fans. Mm-hmm. So if the fans are getting compared to Yankees fans and Phillies fans, then it's only fair to say, okay, you want to make that comparison? Let's do the team comparison as well. Okay?
Okay.
Well, but the team, like, you had teams going in totally different directions. We just went through a rebuild, and we've talked about this. They came out of it beforehand, and people are like, you got to spend money. What if there's nothing that you like in the offseason to spend money on? And I understand we talked about pitchers. They wanted to re-sign Corbin Burns. He went to Arizona. Did you want him to give Max Fried an 8-year deal? He's pitching great right now. Let's see what it looks like at the end of that deal. You know, there were certain guys you could have went after. The Dodgers went out and threw a ton of money on short-term deals at a bunch of guys, including Blake Snell, still on the IL, by the way. Like, again, think some of this stuff through. They're going to spend money. They just haven't yet. And again, like, you're not even giving them the chance to even showcase that, because clearly, if there was ever any year that they're going to spend money in the offseason, it has to be the one coming up after what they just went through.
I just got this text from Danielle Allentup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could have just asked me where the story came from instead of just speculating.
Why didn't
you? Hey, I said during the break, if you were talking to Danielle Allentup, she should have been on.
Is she calling?
Yeah. Get her. You could have just got her.
I didn't come up with this segment.
No, but we saw it yesterday. You could have just been like, why would we just have her on?
She had a concert yesterday?
No, our parents went.
Kenny Chesney concert.
Tim McGraw was the one.
Well, is she coming on or not?
Where?
We'd like to have
her. Mrs. Baltimore.
I'd like her to settle this
let's
dispute.
Let's get her tomorrow. 410-583-1057 is the number.
Before say Commissioner Baltimore, I'd rather hear what she has to say.
Rockabaco joins us up next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.